This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:38, BFM 89.9. That was Sam and Dave with Soothe Me. You're listening to Sharmila and Lynn on the Evening Edition, and we're now joined by Dania Nair of the news team. And today we're talking about tech giant Baidu on today's Keep in View, which has rolled out its paid driverless taxi service in China. This makes it the first company to commercialize autonomous driving operations in the country. Dania, tell us more.
Yeah, so the company has introduced what they're calling robo-taxis, which I have to say I love the name so much. It's currently only operating in Beijing's Shougang Industrial Park, and this is one of the venues for the 2022 Winter Olympics. So during the games, they plan to, you know, offer this service as a shuttle service for athletes and staff. But for now, users can book the taxi through an app. Passengers will be charged 30 yuan, which is about 19 ringgit. Currently, there are about 10 taxis in service, and they will, you know, pick up and drop off customers at 8 stops. And it is, you know, because people are a bit reluctant to pay, I guess they're trying to attract people to use the service by offering vouchers about 40 yuan worth. So they can use this, you know, at cafes and hotels in the area. The taxis will be monitored remotely, and support is available in cases of emergencies. There's no driver, but there will be a service member in the front passenger seat. And, you know, you also have to do things like verify your identification and health conditions before you get in through the app. The car will also not move until passengers have fastened their seatbelts. And Baidu says, you know, the move will pretty much help China reach peak carbon dioxide emissions and achieve carbon neutrality. The company, you know, plans to expand these services in other parts of the country soon. And on the whole, the Chinese government is also, you know, pretty optimistic about this. They want to push for more autonomous driving projects over the next 5 years. Personally, if they do introduce this in Malaysia, I'm happy about it, because I would like to be able to get into a taxi, you know, after a long day of work, don't want to talk to the driver, you know, because earphones do not work, guys. Earphones do not work. But that's just my problem.
It's not where I thought we were going to go. I thought you were going to say you just wanted to say, I'm taking a robo-taxi.
I mean, that too.
Well, there is that, but there is still going to be, what did they call it? A service member in the front passenger seat. So, you know, the robo-taxi thing doesn't do away with the conversation.
God, damn it.
But, you know, self-driving cars aren't a new concept anyway. We've seen it discussed more and more over the last few years. Are people really becoming more receptive to this?
I mean, that's a bit of like a yes and no answer to that. With robo-taxis, several passengers, you know, they were happy with the service. They said they would use it again. And some even also said that they would consider buying a self-driving car in the future. But then you also had passengers who were on the opposite side of that. You know, they were concerned over the service, mainly because driving behavior is so unpredictable. I mean, we've seen, you know, people just swap lanes suddenly or run a red light. So there's a question of, you know, does a car like that respond the same way that we do when we drive? So, you know, that's been a popular concern. But clearly there is some demand for it, as more and more countries are, you know, introducing these kind of cars and the regulation that supports it. For example, in the UK, the government has said that self-driving cars will be allowed on roads by the end of the year. And in the US, of course, we have Tesla's autopilot driver assist system. I think that's one of the more popular ones. And when we look at the global market for autonomous vehicles, it was valued at $24 billion in 2019. And by 2030, 1 in 10 cars are projected to be autonomous globally. But I also think that despite the growing progress that we've seen, we are still you know, a long while away from having this. You know, because most cars still require someone in the car to look at the roads, even if their hands are not physically on the steering wheel. And we have things like regulatory issues, and the technology for these cars are expensive. And when we go back to the question of safety again, the technology for this has primarily been tested, you know, in specific conditions. It doesn't take into account real-world traffic and the types of roads that cars may encounter, you know, like, you know, potholes, for example. So, you know, still some question about it.
Given the type of driving I often encounter in KL, I sort of feel like I'm more comfortable with a self-driving car than a lot of drivers, real-life drivers.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know. I don't know if it's a mixture of both. I don't know how that well that would work together, to be honest. I think we'd have to go either everyone driving or all, you know, self-driving cars.
Well, let us know what you think. How do you feel about self-driving taxis? Would you get into one? Is that a future that you like to be part of, you can call us 7733290, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Thank you, Dania, for that keep in view.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.